Hey, welcome back, students, and those of you who have listened to the show before, I am glad you're still with me. If this is the first time you're listening, thanks. I hope you'll be back. I'm D.A. Arliss, welcoming you to episode 077 of the Guitar Technique Tutor podcast, recorded on June 10th, 2012. My goal as a guitarist and instructor with decades of experience is to raise the level of my students and all guitarists' playing level and understanding. So here I am, doing my part to spread the excellence one guitarist at a time. So how was your week? Well, regrettably, I did not make it to the Les Paul Birthday Bash Gala at the Ramapo College Trustees Pavilion. I had every intention of going, but with recent E-Rex health developments, the timing was just rotten. I stayed close to the house. E-Rex is much better each week, but I still don't fancy being out on an evening without him, not just now anyway. I did shoot out emails to both Dr. Charles Carreras and to Tom Dunn for interviews so we can hear about how fabulous the event was. In a word, I'm sure it was stellar. If any of my students went, I will interview them too. Multiple perspectives are always good. I can't even tell you how disappointed I am that I didn't attend, but what can you do? I'd have been tortured emotionally, despite the great music, fine finger food, and the excitement of the raffles and the auctions. I'll be looking forward to talking to Dr. Carreras and Tom and anybody else who's attended. A very cool thing that happened just a few days before the gala, which was last night, Saturday night the 9th, on Les's what would have been his 97th birthday, is that Mayor William C. LaFerrette of Mahwah issued a proclamation naming Saturday, June 9th as Les Paul Day in Mahwah. And that was a very, very cool thing. Les lived in Mahwah, New Jersey from 1952 until his death in 2009. So personally, I think this should be a national proclamation. I have to find out who you get in contact with to get that ball rolling. And if any of you listeners actually know what the process is of sending a petition to whoever it is that makes these things a national recognized day. I mean, it surely is better than Secretary's Day. Nothing against you secretaries, but there isn't anything any of us do most days that Les Paul didn't have something to do with as far as any music we listen to, or for that matter, any media that we take in. So the guy was brilliant, and if you like his guitar playing, all the more. And let's not forget last year's Google's very cool Les Paul Doodle. If you didn't see it last year, it's still up and can offer you no end of musical entertainment. I'm going to put a link that you can check in the show notes. If you haven't created a few masterpieces on it, you've got to go and do it. It's the kind of thing that could be a black hole. I mean, you could spend 2 hours playing with it, but it's just fabulous. And I got in touch with Google right away. It was one of the best things I've ever seen them do as far as the doodles that they do, the seasonal ones and ones for particular days. I still have a guitar with beautiful dulcet DRs on it, and another one that is pathetic. I'm going to have to do something about that real pronto. If you hear outside noise, I hear a plane outside. My windows are open, so because it's warm and I didn't want any other noise in this room, so I'm sorry if you hear planes overhead. We're not being attacked as far as I know. I have to say I am sorry to be bidding my student Julia a fond adieu. It's really sad and really a shame. She was the only recipient of the Acme Award thus far, which is an award for being even more fabulous than getting into my student spotlight. She's just become totally uninspired and doesn't play and doesn't want to play, and really, she doesn't really want to do anything. I hope I'll see her again in the future because she has an extraordinary ear and is quite gifted, but the better she became, the less she was interested in playing well. So, unfortunately, sayonara, Julia. And sayonara, John Dahl and D&D Picks. I was ready to order new Guitar Technique Tutor podcast picks and website picks from him today, only to find all his web pages down. What a bummer. I've been dealing with John for, oh, it's got to be 15 years now. I'm always sorry when a small businessman goes out of business, and in this case, I'm really sorry because he was just a great guy, good guitarist, you know, seemed like a very reasonable businessman. I guess he's got a lot of competition from the big boys. So I've ordered from a different source. I hope I'll like them. I'll let you know when they arrive. It'll be a few weeks, I think. In the coming 2 weeks, many of my students will be taking off for 6 weeks to all summer. Sayonara to you too. If you're a student leaving for more than a week or two, please call as soon as you get back to get back into my schedule. I will be taking on new students over the summer, as I usually do, and I cannot guarantee you space in my schedule if you don't contact me when you return. I hate to turn anyone away in September. I've only done it a few times, and it's been murder. And the best way to prevent it is to get right back in touch with me and get back in the schedule as soon as you're home, because the summer is usually has some gaps in it. I do take on new students. That's really the only time I take on new students, because by late September, I'm usually booked except for a peculiar schedule time here or there. So I wouldn't want anybody who wants to continue their lessons, who's going to be away a long time, to be shut out. So get right back in touch with me. This week, there's one student in the spotlight. The question of the week is about what I want to call sustain, but that might cause confusion, so I'll label it acoustic tone duration. News is about Epiphone's Les Paul Plus Top Pro, and the take note segment is about being kind to your guitar if you're leaving it home like a dog while you're away having a great time for an extended period. Now, let's move on to this week's student spotlight. In this week's student spotlight, I am thrilled to say the spotlight is awash on Mike. And dude, that is amazing. I'm amazed not only that you're in the spotlight, and I don't mean that in a negative way at all, but that you're able to do so much with the very, very limited time that you have. Mike is a totally busy guy. His work schedule is really inhuman. It's loaded with long hours. I mean, lots of times we have our lesson quite late in the evening, and most of the time he's just rolled in, and I'm sure he hasn't even had anything significant to eat. And he has a lot of travel. He's away right now. Still, he applies himself and has a sincere zeal to learn to play well. And dude, I am so glad you're progressing as well as you are. It's my pleasure to shine the spotlight on you this week. Excellent, excellent, excellent work. Can you hear me smiling on the air? I mean, I don't know if you can hear the smile in my voice, but this really makes me happy. So congrats, dude. You did a lovely, lovely job, and I'll see you in a week when you're back from the current business trip. And no pressure, but I have great expectations for you. That's it for the spotlight this week. Now let's move along to this week's Question of the Week segment. This week's question of the week is about inferring and playing with correctly sustained notes as well as staccato. I was working with one of my students who's fairly new. I had her playing Mission Impossible and asked her for a little bit more attitude when she played. She knew what I wanted from her, but not exactly how to execute it. In this discussion, by the way, I'm referring to someone who plays an acoustic guitar. Well, sustained sound, not sustain on an amplifier, pedal, or other electronic device or setting, is accomplished by a particular recipe of left hand finger pressure without interruption, right hand pick or finger attack force and sometimes even where you play on the strings. In my student's case, the issue is that she isn't playing those first few phrases of Mission Impossible with staccato, but rather allowing them to ring and play legato. And I have to say, as an instructor, I can't speak for anyone but me. My goal is to have my students play staccato play legato unless staccato is indicated. And that's the biggest giveaway of someone's immaturity as a player, is when they're not playing legato and their notes aren't running right into each other. Be that as it may, in my student's case, she is having a hard time figuring out how to get that sound. Now, if you don't palm mute, the best way to staccato fretted notes is to bounce, and by that I mean lift your fretted fingertips for a nanosecond. So you just bounce off the strings and come right back with your left hand. You're just lifting in order to change the length of the vibrating string and thereby stopping the sound. It's the same concept as palm muting, actually, but in reverse. Instead of touching the strings to stop them, you're releasing them momentarily and grabbing them again. So it kind of serves the same purpose, but in an opposite way. It gives you a little tiny bit of silence in between the desired notes, and that makes it sound like there's a little bit more attitude behind it. So try this if you have a guitar handy, or you can listen to this near your guitar. Play this little snippet of the chord progression that is the infamous intro to the Mission Impossible theme. It's two G5 chords, a B-flat 5, a C5, two G5s, an F5, an F-sharp 5. Repeat the whole thing and end with a G5. So it's G5, G5, B-flat 5, C5, G5, G5, F5, F-sharp 5, G5. Now, don't palm mute or otherwise mute the strings, and it'll sound sort of like this. Nice enough, but it doesn't have the edge that you really need for that music. Now, if you play that same chord progression, after each pick stroke, just lift your left hand fingers just enough to clear the strings, mute the sound, and put them immediately back down. It's a subtle desynchronization of the left and right hand movement, so it'll sound more like this. So that's what I'm getting her to try to relax with. And it's funny because when people begin to learn to play, often their notes are a little thuddy because their left and right hand are perfectly synchronized. And of course, our goal to play really cleanly is to have your right hand leading your left hand by a millisecond, because those fingers have to get down before the pick, or if you're a finger picker, your fingers strike the string so that it's clean. If they both hit at the same time, it's very likely you're going to get a very thuddy sound instead of a clean pitch. Well, here, what we're doing is we've got the left hand fingers down, striking, lifting up quickly, and getting them back down before the next one so that it's staccatoing or cutting off the duration of the sound of the chords. And it's most pronounced with the two G5s. When you let them ring together, let me grab my guitar again. When you let them ring together, big deal. I mean, it doesn't have any edge to it, but much, much edgier. It has a little bit of attitude. It stands up a bit taller. So that's not called for in every circumstance, but when you need to play staccato, it's critical that you play staccato. So when you play this progression, do lift the left-hand fingers. Don't palm mute. If you're commonly a palm muting player, don't palm mute. Do this totally with your left hand and see if you don't get some good results and if you can't apply this to something else that you're working on. And yes, I know they aren't really cords. I'm the one who told you in the first month or two of this podcast that power cords aren't cords, even though they're called power chords. Let's not get into that conversation. They're still harmony. There's nothing wrong with playing them as long as you know that they don't actually qualify as being a chord. So listen carefully to the music you're playing, and if tones are supposed to sustain, be sure you have consistent grip and pressure. And if they need to have some quote-unquote air between them and sound breathless or edgy, nanosecond grip release is the ticket. So that was our question of the week. If you have a question you would like me to address on the podcast, please email it to me at guitartechnique@gmail, all spelled traditionally, guitartechnique@gmail.com. If I use your question, I will be glad to send you a Guitar Technique Tutor podcast pick. That's it for the question of the week, and now here's the news. In the news this week, you know me, I'm really on a Les Paul kick, and now that the exhibit is winding down, why not keep it a lot of Les a lot of the time, maybe not all Les all the time. But our friends at Epiphone have a really lovely Les Paul standard, what they call Plus Top Pro guitar. Now, it isn't a Gibson Les Paul, it's an Epiphone Les Paul, and for those of you who are not as well-versed in guitar manufacturing subjects, an Epiphone Les Paul is not the same quality as a Gibson Les Paul, although not bad, and it's certainly far under the Gibson Les Paul price point. So that's what's desirable about this. The standard Plus Top Pro has a lot of new features, and I'm going to just really run through a good bit of what I've received from Epiphone about this guitar with you. So pardon me, it's not going to be too conversational. I'm going to read a lot of this. It's got Pro Bucker pickups now, and these pickups are different. You can go on their website and read about the pickups, and I'll put the information in the show notes. It gives the guitar even more sustain because there's Pro Bucker 2 and Pro Bucker 3 pickups on it. There's a AAA flame maple veneer top and beautiful finishes, including Honeyburst, which is inspired by the late 50s vintage Les Paul, Heritage, Cherry Sunburst, Trans Blue, Vintage Sunburst, and Wine Red. So there's a nice array. To me, the blue one doesn't really look vintagey to me. I mean, it's a vintage color, but it's, I don't know. It wouldn't be one I would pick. The gold one looks very much like Les's guitar. And you know the old story about Les and the color of his Epiphone. I think they made a black one. And then Gibson asked him, what other color would you like us to make? And he didn't hesitate a moment. He said gold. Now, he wanted the black one because he wanted everyone to be able to see his hands moving because he played very well. And the gold one, he said, because it represents gold and money, so, and success. So that's why he chose either black or gold for his guitars. Now, I'm sure he possessed some in it, some of the other colors, but those were the ones I think he performed with a lot of the time. Features the mahogany body with the flame maple veneer top. That's really nice. The woods are all okay. Again, it's not the workmanship that you're going to have with a Gibson, but it's pretty good. The hardware is the legendary rock solid hardware, including Loctone Tunematic fully adjustable bridge, and you know that's a real standard issue on a Les Paul, and a stop bar tailpiece. And Gibson, and excuse me, Epiphone is very interested to know what kind of tailpiece everybody wants on their guitars now. So if you feel like toddling over to Epiphone's website and vote on that, go ahead. There's an updated patent-pending design auto lock on the bridge and tailpiece in place with no tools needed. This also results in much improved sustain from the previous bridge that it had. It uses 1-inch diameter potentiometers for better throw, longer life, and reliable service. There's all metal toggle switches. They've got rugged spring steel contacts to ensure years of reliable service and performance. Now, I know I have a few students that have had Epiphone Les Pauls, and the first thing to go was the toggles. So that's good that they might have upgraded the workmanship on those. And Epiphone's proprietary output jack features an improved contact shape and heavy-duty spring steel to increase reliability, and Grover 14-to-1 machine heads to ensure tuning stability and long life. And you know, Epiphones come with a wonderful warranty. So the neck shape, again, I like. I even mentioned this last week on another guitar we were talking about. Is it's this 60s slim taper D profile neck shape. I find that particularly well suited to the shape and size of my hand. That's an electric guitar neck profile I really, really like. So you're going to have great pickups. You've got neck pickups. You've got bridge pickups. You've got the usual controls. You've got nice bindings on this. This is a 12-inch fingerboard radius. You've got 22 medium jumbo frets. And, you know, you've got your limited lifetime warranty. Now, I said earlier that it was around $500. The MSR on this guitar is $950. But if you shop, you can find it for around $500. So you can usually save about $450 on it. That's not including tax and all that. And if you throw shipping on top of it, that's going to eat into your savings if you can't find one locally. So at $499, this may be a Les Paul you'd like and your budget would like too. So if you're in the market for a Les Paul, and perhaps a Gibson Les Paul is totally out of the question, this might be one that you'd like to take a look at. It's had a lot of serious upgrades, and it still looks every bit Les Paul, except in my opinion, the trans blue. It's not a color I would have picked. They should have consulted me, of course. But and nothing against it if it's your favorite color. To me, it just doesn't, that color doesn't really scream Les Paul to me. I like the sunbursts better. And with the news out of the way, now we're going to move along to this week's Take Note topic. Before I talk about my Take Note topic, I just want to apologize for that this podcast is just a little bit choppy. I'm watching the apartment door. E-Rex went out to the billiard room of our apartment building, and I hadn't planned to record tonight. This is Sunday evening. I was going to record tomorrow during the day, but as soon as he said he was going out to play pool, which is great because that means he feels well, I thought, well, let me shut off the phones and let me record. So my brain isn't exactly behind this the way it is when it's at the planned time I'm recording. So I apologize that this has sounded just a bit choppy tonight. I'm sorry, but I'm not going to go back and re-edit the whole thing. So now my Take Note topic this week is something I discussed with my student Anya. We talked about it at her lesson just a few days ago. She has the privilege of being able to spend about 6 weeks or so in Argentina right after school ends, which is in about a week, week and a half. She will be an exchange student there and will attend high school with her exchange family's kids who are around her age. The whole exchange family plays guitar, and she's looking forward to playing while she's away. She isn't taking her vintage Martin, which is a very, very, very good idea. I doubt that her dad would let her. Pretty nice first guitar, huh? Anyway, I told her that after our last lesson before she leaves, which will be this coming Thursday, we need to tune her guitar strings down at least a half turn, or the goal is about a whole step lower. If you're going to be away from your axe or axes for more than a couple of weeks, like a month or two or 6 weeks, please do the same thing. Your guitar is very precisely engineered. And if you have uninterrupted tension on it, and by that I am meaning that you're not playing on it over a long period of time, the neck can warp. Now, likewise, if some climates and in some climates and humidities, that same guitar left with no tension whatsoever on it can also warp or move, or what I have even read and but not seen is twist. These are problems that can occur on an $89 guitar as well as a $20,000 one. So please be advised, if you're taking a long break from your guitar, tune down a whole step. Likewise, if you're taking your guitar, I don't even want to think about it, in a plane, and it's not going to be in the cabin with you, and it's going to be in baggage, which is an absolute nightmare, and I don't recommend it. But if that's happening, you better tune your strings down probably a step and a half while it's in transit. It's going to be subjected to so much change of pressure that you don't want the strings to have the neck break off. So I don't recall if I mentioned the detuning the guitar a little bit to Julia, my student to whom I said sayonara earlier. We saw each other to say goodbye last week, and I will have to text her and remind her of that. I surely wouldn't want anything to happen to her guitar. She or her brother Jake may want to play it at some time in the future. Be aware, 2 weeks you're okay. Once you're more than about 3 weeks, I'd be real concerned. I mean, you don't have anything to lose by tuning your guitar a whole step down while you're away, even if you're only away for a week or two. But you definitely do have something to lose by leaving full tension on it for four weeks. Also, wherever you leave your guitar, if you're taking off and it's summer, or in another hemisphere, if it's winter and your home will not be heated, or if it will not be air conditioned, whichever is needed, you might want to consider leaving it at some friend's home where it's out of harm's way and not in the reach of maybe children who might damage it. But you want the guitar in an environment where you'd be comfortable, and in a bedroom that may get up to 85 or 90 degrees many days, or for that matter 100 degrees if it's a closed up house, really might be problematic. And same thing if you're in a house that's 40 degrees rather than in the 60s or 70s. So just be aware, if you wouldn't be comfortable, it's not a good environment for your guitar. And it's not a terrible thing to ask a good friend or a neighbor to take your guitar into their home while you're away. I surely would. So that wraps it up for this week's segments of episode 077. So let's go to the outro and wrap this baby up. Head for the Les Paul in Mahwah exhibit at the Mahwah Museum in Mahwah, New Jersey, for the waning days of the full exhibition. In July, it will be significantly smaller. It's truly not to be missed. If there's any way you can get there, get there. Mike, congratulations. You did excellent, excellent work. You need to be sensitive to whether what you play acoustically needs to ring or be cut short. Depress or lift your left-hand fingers accordingly. If you have about $500 to spend, the Epiphone Les Paul Plus Top Pro may be the guitar for you. Don't forget to detune your guitar a whole step lower if you're abandoning it for a long time. Always, always, always keep your guitar's environment well humidified. Sayonara, Julia. I'm sorry to see you go. I hope we'll see each other again. And John Dahl, if you hear this podcast, please let me know you're doing okay. And I'm so sorry I had to order picks from elsewhere. Students and valued listeners, I want to thank you once again for your time and for joining me for episode 077 of the Guitar Technique Tutor Podcast. I hope you heard something thought-provoking, instructional, and or entertaining. I will include links to anything I mentioned that I think you might like to explore further in the show notes pages. Don't forget that my website is guitartechniquetutor.com, all spelled traditionally, which is GUITARTECHNIQUETUTOR.com, and that you can reach me by email at guitartechnique@gmail.com. Please note that there is no tutor in the email address. Don't hesitate to email me your question for the Question of the Week segment. If I use it, I'll be delighted to send you a Guitar Technique Tutor podcast pick. You can follow me on Twitter, where I'm Guitar Technique. I am not a tweeting maniac. I tweet whatever's going on musically in my life, and I also retweet what I receive that I think is interesting. On my homepage and on the podcast page of my website, you'll find links to subscribe to the podcast in a variety of ways and or to subscribe to the show notes by email or by a reader. If you're seeking expert, competent guitar instruction in the Bergen and Rockland County towns in which I teach, such as Airmont, Allendale, Fairlawn, Franklin Lakes, Glen Rock, Hawthorne, Hohokus, Hilburn, Mahwa, Midland Park, Montebello, Montvale, Oakland, Oradell, Paramus, Park Ridge, Ramsey, Ridgewood, River Edge, Saddle River, Suffern, Tallman, Teaneck, Upper Saddle River, Waldwick, Washington Township, Westwood, Woodcliff Lake, or Wyckoff, please contact me. For lesson inquiries, calling is best, and my number's on the website. If we can coordinate our schedules and you're a good candidate to learn to play the guitar, perhaps we can work together. And by the way, Jane, if you're listening, I will get back to you about guitar lessons for your husband. We've been playing phone tag for a few days, and I will be speaking with you tomorrow. Practice, have a great week, and until next time, I'm your host, D.A. Arliss, doing my part to spread the excellence one guitarist at a time. And Tina Holmes from Bristol, England, your picks are in the mail.